USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says governments and businesses need to step up and lead in the global fight against climate change. Biden announcing the U.S. financial plan to tackle climate change.
We are issuing America's first ever international climate finance plan. This plan represents our vision for financing the global climate response in a coordinated way.
Biden hosting a global summit on climate change, also noting the growing costs of extreme weather events around the world. A group of Republican senators is releasing an outline of a $568 billion infrastructure plan, putting out a nearer alternative to the president's $2.3 trillion proposal. Democrats on the Hill already scoffing at the plan, saying it is way too small. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Russia's defense ministry is ordering its troops to begin withdrawing from the Ukrainian border in a move that could help defuse tension with Kiev and the West. The order comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned adversaries that Moscow would deliver a swift and harsh response to any foreign threat amid a vast buildup of forces near its border with eastern Ukraine. NBA star LeBron James is being criticized for a now-deleted tweet. James had posted the photo of the police officer involved in the shooting of a 16-year-old knife-wielding black girl in Ohio, with the caption, "You're next." The tweet got backlash from the National Fraternal Order of Police and Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
This is a pattern where the left consistently goes after, attacks, and demonizes police officers, and they do so often before the facts are known. Their immediate reaction whenever there's an incident is the police officers in the wrong.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another governor is calling on the Biden administration to address the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over an influx of illegal immigrant crossings. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do. So now we will force a vote on the floor of the House if we can get up to six Democrat colleagues to agree that we should secure our border and fight against the spread of the pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Tennessee legislature passed a bill requiring burial or cremation of aborted children. Tennessee Republican Senator Janice Bowling saying this legislation strives to extend the same protections, respect, and dignity to a deceased surgically aborted child as granted to any other deceased human being. The bill heads to the desk of Republican Governor Bill Lee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.